Why did Israel's intelligence agents fail to detect the October 7th Hamas attack in 2023? Well, Israel's domestic spy agency, the Shin Bet, is offering some answers. It's published a report on what went wrong, and NPR's Daniel Astrin read that report and joins us now from Tel Aviv. Hey there.
Hey, Juana.
So, Daniel, I mean, it's pretty unusual for an intelligence agency to reveal details about the ways in which it failed. How much have they revealed?
Surprisingly, they have revealed a lot of details. The Shin Bet is the main Israeli agency tasked with spying on Hamas, and it is quite frank in this report about what it got wrong.
Take us back, if you can, to the days and hours before that attack. How did it not see what Hamas was about to do?
Well, the Shin Bet says that its biggest failure was actually that it did catch wind of Hamas's battle plan, starting 5 years before the attack, and then once again 1 year before the attack. Hamas had codenamed this the Promise of Judgment Day, but Israel did not translate that into an actual threat to take seriously. The Shin Bet says it had a poor network of spies in Gaza, and that actually Hamas had even uncovered an Israeli intelligence operation a few years back. And then, in the hours before the attack, the Shin Bet reported warning signs, but says that they misinterpreted them.
What were those warning signs?
They started around 1 a.m. The attack happened around 6:30 a.m., so it was in the hours before the attack. The Shin Bet report says that around 3 a.m., they saw Hamas brigades gradually activating their cell phone SIM cards. But they said they had seen Hamas do something similar the year before, so that warning was dismissed. And in general, Israel was afraid of sending Hamas the wrong message that it was seeking war, so Israel didn't want to overreact. Then at 4:30 in the morning, the head of the Shin Bet intelligence agency held a call with deputies and said, it appears that Hamas might be planning something, maybe just one kidnapping attempt. And so they decided to send one team of forces to the border with Gaza. But we know now that was not enough to thwart thousands of attackers who stormed across the border, killing nearly 1,200 people, taking 251 hostages, sparking the Gaza war.
Daniel, this wasn't just a failure of intelligence that night. It was a complete misunderstanding of what Hamas was capable and willing to do, correct?
That's right. The Shin Bet does talk about failures that were not just intelligence failures, but were policy failures that were ultimately the responsibility of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu had a policy of basically buying calm from Hamas by allowing Qatar to transfer millions of dollars to fund Hamas's government in Gaza. And the Shin Bet says in this report that it had warned Israel's leaders that Hamas was actually using that money to build up its military capabilities.
What do all of these findings mean for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu?
Well, his office is furious at this intelligence report. Netanyahu himself blames the October 7th failure entirely on his security chiefs. His own military chief of staff actually stepped down today over his part in the failure. Netanyahu wants to remain in office. He has resisted taking any responsibility for the October 7th attack. He's resisting calls for an official state inquiry. And in a speech yesterday, he warned about what he called deep state bureaucrats, saying that an inquiry would be biased against him.
NPR's Daniel Astrin in Tel Aviv, thank you.
You're welcome.